Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have previously told you that as massive the size of federal, state, and local government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits are, the actual liabilities are just about guaranteed to be far higher than what you are being told. Calculating these unfunded liabilities depends on multiple assumptions, such as retiree longevity, the amount of benefits paid out, and the income earned on assets set aside to pay for these benefits. The past track record for all of these assumptions is that they have all understated the amount eventually paid. Retirees live longer than projected. Politicians and bureaucrats have added extra benefits beyond what was originally promised. And the return on invested assets has been lower than projected. The National Association of State Retirement Plan Administrators recently released their analysis as of the end of 2017. As of the end of last year, state and local government defined benefit pension plans used a median assumption of annual income on assets of 7.5%. Yet, for the past decade, the actual median asset return was only 5.9%. This one discrepancy between the assumption used and the reality of what actually happened means at least another $1 trillion will have to be paid by taxpayers at the state and local levels above what has been reported. Remember, this is only for pensions. The underreporting of underfunding for retiree health care benefits is an even greater amount. Politicians and bureaucrats don't want the public to know just how much higher these unfunded government liabilities are over what is being reported. Accurate figures would make them look bad. Instead, they prefer to push disclosure of these financial catastrophes down the road. Incidentally, the private sector defined benefit pension plans as a whole are also underfunded. However, their 10-year median return on assets is somewhat higher than government plans, and the assumption for returns is lower. Consequently, private pension underfunding is only about half that of government pension plans. As I have warned you before, if you are a government employee, don't count on receiving all of your promised retirement benefits. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.